The council Tuesday night heard that first reading of an ordinance that would set up the small rental rehabilitation program, which would be similar to the downtown rental rehab program. That program aids developers who renovate empty upper floor space in multi-story buildings into market rate apartments. City Director of Planning and Development Chuck Bevelheimer explained after the meeting that under the program, the city would provide up to $20,000 as a 50% match to developers who renovate empty housing into affordable rental units. Says the program is a way to get some units off the city's Fix or Flatten program.
Even if they have units that have not been used for a while that they're thinking about renovating, this would give us a vehicle, some funding source to go after renovating those and hopefully increase the housing stock west of 18th Street. I think if you look at the trend in census data, the number of vacancies and the number of units that are unlivable west of 18th Street is increasing at an increasing rate. And this is our effort to try to get at that.
Bevelheimer plans to ask for $1 million over the next 4 years with the hopes of renovating 12 units a year. He says the city is hearing from people who are interested in the Quincy's Calling program about the lack of affordable rental housing.
We're trying to get at that both ways by looking at the vacancies and trying to figure out how we can renovate some of those older units, especially when you look at how old the housing stock is west of 18th Street, how we can encourage to renovate that existing housing stock that's there. It's right in front of our face. It just needs to be brought up to a certain level of standards so people be comfortable living in them.
The council approved a resolution of support for the city to apply for a $2.4 million grant from the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity. The money, if approved by the state, would fund a streetscape project on 6th Street in the district. That project would improve pedestrian and bike traffic on 6th Street between Maine and Hampshire. The city was earlier turned down for $1 million grant for the project from the Illinois Transportation Enhancement Program. Scott Hardy, WTAD News.